What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, and let's go straight into this. So I'm actually in the car. This is another podcast in the car. I'm actually looking to my left right now, and I see a Tesla on the literally on the parking or on the sidewalk as if they were parked, but I'm guessing they crashed. So, you know, I hope they're good. But anyways, I am actually going to a new job opportunity. You know, it is in the warehouse industry, and I really felt, you know, when I first, so the reason I'm going into the warehouse industry is really just for the money, just to be able to make more of a stream of income. So yeah, me going into warehousing, I've worked at warehouses before, and I didn't really enjoy it. Now, the reason why I didn't enjoy it is because, you know, it is a lot of heavy lifting. I guess it does depend on the warehouse that you do work at, but it is lifting, and you are working a lot, you are really productive. And what really messed me up is just that, and it's so simplistic that anyone can do it, so it makes me feel as if I'm not learning. It makes me feel as if I'm not growing. I don't really know how to explain it, but that's just literally like, that's just what goes through my mind. So yes, I'm headed to a job opportunity right now for that, and I've dealt with warehouse experience, and that was my experience from it. So I'm hoping now I'm in a different position than I was at the time of when I worked at a warehouse, which was about 2 years ago, some shit like that. And my experience wasn't okay. A lot of people say that, you know, they don't mind because it's easy money, but in my opinion, you're working a lot, you're doing a lot of heavy lifting. Again, I guess it does depend on the warehouse you do work at, but it's been really annoying for myself, and at least in my experience. So me going into this new warehouse job opportunity, hopefully seeing, you know, if I'm given the opportunity. So right now I'm just headed there, and I've had you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you've never worked a warehouse, man, it's very weird because the environment, it wasn't what I expected. I wasn't expecting to be working with a whole bunch of different older people. I guess in a sense, because I didn't really know or didn't really care for that. But when you go into it, you're like, oh wow, you see the environment, see other people. You just kind of see it for what it is. And you know, again, so my experience was okay, it wasn't the best, but I really am in a different position now. So you know, that money doesn't sound too bad. Warehouses tend to pay a lot more for like a 9-to-5 job compared to somewhere else, and I'm pretty sure it's because of the amount of lifting, the amount of working, the amount of overtime. Just you get, like, you want money, definitely go to a warehouse. But just be careful, because you know, you're going into an environment where it's not the best. It really isn't. You're just in an area full of people who have different backgrounds, and you know, it's okay for the time being, but for a career, for your whole life, in my opinion, no, I can't. I wouldn't be able to do that shit. I wouldn't be able to do that, regardless of how good the pay is. Like, fuck, at least let me die doing something that I want to do for fun, or let me die doing something that I have a passion for, not just doing something. I'm not gonna die working at a 9-to-5 fucking warehouse. I can't do that, you know, when I'm older is what I'm saying. That feels like a disrespect to myself. That feels like It does to my dreams, to my goals, to stuff that I want to achieve. Like, me putting myself at those standards. Not saying that I'm better than everyone, because I have that. Hell no. Because you have to start from somewhere. You have to go through those trenches. You know, you have to go through washing those dishes. And it's through that process that you will learn and grow. And they humble you to learn and to be able to handle more in the future. So in that position that I was a year ago or before or 2 years ago, when I was in warehousing, you know, my mindset isn't where I'm at now, isn't who I am. The person who I was 2 years ago is not who I am now. So yes, I want to be able to give myself another opportunity on this. And I think that I will be successful in what I do in the next year to come. So this is my journey for 2021, and I'm gonna see how it goes. You know, I'm really focused on making my bank. I'm really focused on increasing my income. That's really my focus at the moment. And just getting so fucking serious, you know, I'm not sure if I'm gonna have two jobs or not, but hey, I'm gonna just see how this fucking goes. I'm gonna start making, you know, money, making what I want. Sorry about that. I had to break hard real quick. Not sure what's going on right here. But yes, that has been my focus. I also have a couple other job opportunities, so I'm looking right now, I'm trying to handle that situation. And I'm hopefully able to do all of this, get, you know, a much more proper stream of income for my car. I want to be able to buy a whole bunch of, you know, I want to be able to make sure my car is running smooth and great. And if not this car, then, you know, buy another one. And just to be able to have that money, like, it really comes in handy. Being on my own for as long as I have been, but it hasn't been a year yet since I've been living on my own. But fuck, it's a real journey. And people don't understand the realistic situations of life. I definitely didn't. I underestimated 100%, because when you're going through those real situations and you don't know what to do and you're scared and you're alone, you only have yourself. And you don't know what to do, but the only thing you can do is move from where you are and plan. Move. Move, that's it. But it's hard, because sometimes you can be in a weird state of mind. It can be a bad state of mind. You're just like, you know, you don't really want to deal with that. So I understand when you don't want to deal with your problems. But problems, not dealing with them, it just causes more fucking stress, I swear to you. And you don't want to deal with that. Like, I don't say it, just say it. I say it because it's real, it's true. I've been there. And I'm not even in the best situation of my life right now. And I still know that. I still understand poverty. I still try to put my mindset there. You know, telling yourself you're broke, you know, it's really the first step to growing, to learning, to start creating a proper stream of income. To start saving, start managing your money, budgeting, knowing where everything's going, et cetera, et cetera. And I used to do that after high school, actually. I used to do that a lot after high school. I used to budget my money, because I used to work at McDonald's at the time. And I used to budget my money. But the problem was, I did budget all the time. Every check, I budgeted, no matter what. Because I've always understood the importance of budgeting. I've always understood how important, because my family didn't. So I knew that I had to learn, you know, something in money. And I had to start somewhere, so I did. And managing my money was a big one. I started working at McDonald's, so every time I get a paycheck, I would budget it out to see where everything's going, see how much I have left over, and to see how much, you know, I could spend and have fun with, and what will go to build, what will go to whatever it needs to be, you know, paid off at the time. And it's those steps like that that really prepare you. So now, because I know how to do that, now because I was doing consistently for as long as I work at McDonald's, probably, I say I do it for a whole year consistently, because I was only at McDonald's for about a year. Yes, I highly recommend it, because it keeps you in track, it keeps you in order with your money. I really wanted to understand. The reason why I stopped doing it is probably because I wanted to feel how it felt to not budget. Ever since I started making money when I was younger, I've always budgeted it, so because I knew that was the right thing to do. So I wanted to know what it felt like to not budget. And then I wasn't budgeting, I kind of stopped doing it. And once I stopped with my consistency, I just wasn't able to. That's all it was. I just wasn't able to. And yeah, the consistency wasn't there. It really wasn't. But that's due to my situation, my ramifications. So I'm okay, I understand. Going back to this though, I'm curious on how many other people's experiences in warehousing were bad or good, how they enjoyed it. I've heard back and forth, vice versa. Some people like it, some people don't. Again, when I say it does depend on the warehouse, you know, it really does, because There's some other warehouses that work differently, not too differently. Some work pretty much the same. You palletize, you know, pick your packers, etc. Just shit like that. Putting in them, you know, organizing everything, putting them on trailers and shit. So a lot of them are pretty simple. Majority of them are pretty simple. 80% of them are most likely simple as fuck. Unless you work at a legit warehouse where you know, not a whole bunch of people. And it's just like, because I've worked at a warehouse where it was only about 6 people running it, right? So I guess it doesn't take that much many people to run, depending on how big the business is, to run a warehouse though. So those warehouses are different. They do get paid, I'm sure they get paid a little more. But, you know, with those big ass ones where you're working with like 100 different people, shits are crazy. Which they still offer great pay. But fuck, man, you know, you're gonna get a different environment. You're gonna get different managers. You know, everyone's gonna get treated differently. So expect that. And I now have experience because I've been in the real world, so I know how people are treated. I know how the real world is. I know how people are. Again, that's how I'm able to really get myself and learn this job opportunity, because I feel like I kind of have to. Wrong or am I wrong? I don't know. I just feel I have to. I feel I have to in my position. I'm okay with it, especially in the position that I'm at. I am definitely okay with it. Let's go make this money as long as we have to, and see what happens. See which job opportunities come to us, which ones, you know, have a door wide open, and which ones are just there. So yeah, I think I'm about 10 minutes away from the location. I'm not sure which other industries, you know, I want to work in. I definitely want to work in an automotive industry. I'm currently working on that at the moment. So if I do get a job opportunity, then I'll definitely, you know, start talking about it, and especially my experience on it, because I think that's content that I don't mind posting and uploading, because it's important really for people to get their understanding on how the real world is, their understanding on how warehousing is. Like me giving my opinions, this is just an opinion, yes, because everyone has their own experiences, but still, I've experienced it, and I wouldn't doubt that many people have the same experiences as I do, because it just happens, and it really does. So yes, warehousing. If you're going into the real world soon, if you're young, looking into podcasts and listening to this one, and you're thinking of warehouse jobs, you know what? It's not that bad for you being young, because you're gonna work a lot and you're young, so you have energy, bro. You have energy, and you're able to move, and you're able to handle it compared to other people. I've met a lot of parents and shit in warehousing. So to say that you can do it is really, really, you know, it's not what you should say, I guess is what I gotta say. Just because other people can do it, and if they can, so can you. Also, as well as what I learned in the real world on deliveries, when I'm on deliveries and I look at people's homes, like, I'm like, wow, like me just listening to the people, saying hi, you know, just giving them a nice greet, it shows how humane they are, and they're human, like they're just human. So I mean, if they can make that money, so can you. That's really been a big eye-opening for me. If these people out here, look at all these homes, look at all these I'm driving right now, I can see all these homes to my left and right. You know, these big homes, or even small homes, regardless of what it is, it's a home. And if they can, so can you. You just have to move, and you have to plan, and you have to take action. Consistency. Man, like, you just learn this in the real world, and you do. If you're at home right now, if you're at home, or you're living with your parents, and you're older, that's okay. I'm only 20 years old, right? But the point is, I'm on my own. I'm feeling everything. I'm feeling everything that I have to. And it can be overwhelming for a lot of people, and definitely overwhelming for me at first. I was going through so much, honestly. I tell myself, how would I get through this? And as time came past, you unconsciously move on. You really do just, you unconsciously move on as long as I'd say you're consistent about moving on and just reminding yourself, you know, whatever the memory is with you or your past, I'm not sure. But if you're in a situation like that where you're having trouble with your past and letting go, you know, that's something that always gets me. I'm just like, you know, like, it happened. I'm right here in the present, in the real world. I'm alive and I'm grateful. So let's focus on right now. Let's focus on me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. Jobs can be so annoying, but warehousing can be super tiring too. So that's why I debated on it. You know, I wanted to go to a different what? But do you have other? Which I do have other job opportunities, but I also want to make sure that, you know, I'm able to function throughout the rest of the day. I don't even know what my specific schedule is looking like. I'm just moving. That's what I'm doing. Like that's what I like to say. I'm just moving. If I can, then you can too. Drugs in my head, what I'm gonna do? I'm a high guy, kinda fly too. Yeah. Juice WRLD, I haven't listened to Juice WRLD in a while. Just because of, you know, just those lyrics that I just sang. You see how depressing they are. I love Juice WRLD because of the passion he puts in his lyrics. The passion he puts in the music, in rap. Fuck what anyone says. I've never listened to another artist that has just passion like that, and the way he gives out his passion. Other rappers do have passion. That's why they're able to make it and be successful. Don't get me wrong, but you know, Juice WRLD's passion, his own original style, his own original, you know, rapping. Fuck, man, that shit's beast. He's a freestyle like God. He can go crazy, put bars, make sense, like everything flow real, like for real, not just some BS shit. But yeah, so I think if you're listening to a lot of music, rap music, just be careful, because I love rap, but because I love rap, that's how I'm able to understand this. Rap has a lot of negativity in it, and it can put a lot of negative ideas in your brain, a lot of words that you wouldn't normally say, and it put it in your brain, and it really creates a different persona. Now, I say that because I've seen it happen with other people as well as myself, and I've seen it happen with myself, also catching myself having different opinions or changing my opinions because of this rapper saying this, so I'm gonna think this, blah, blah, blah. And it's real. It fucking is real. People think that it's not, but don't bullshit yourself. I know I've seen all these teens, all these young kids, even like people my age who just bump rap like fucking crazy, bumping all this gang violence, all this gang shit. Like, what's up? We're gonna pull up on you, say some shit, you know, beat your ass, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it's rap and it's a freedom of speech and you should be able to rap whatever you want, 100%. But the amount of people that listen to this negativity and listening to it too much really fucks you up. This is no bullshit. I don't say this because I want to get some form of clout for positivity. Maybe before, maybe a year or two ago. But who I am, nah, fuck that. You want to go through real situations? That's fine. Take that path and keep listening to a lot of negative music. But if you don't change it up, if you don't, you know, just being able to listen to something else. And if it's just fucking negative, like, you know, fuck this bitch, fuck that, you're gonna have your opinions change. Like, you're gonna be calling females bitches. Like, you know, you lose your, like, you know, we need to respect females. You know, females are, they're goddesses. They really are. You know, they get treated with so much disrespect a lot, and it's true. And they have to go through the problems of going outside, having to deal with someone touching them or someone, just something doing inappropriate. And it sucks. It really does. And I'm not saying rap at all is doing that, because rap has the ability to, you know, have freedom of speech and rap whatever the fuck you want. And these artists can make whatever money they want. know, and these kids probably shouldn't be listening to them or whatever. In my opinion, I'd probably say it's more towards the parents' fault. Now, if you're a parent, I'd understand that. So when someone tells you your parenting's wrong, you'd get offended. I would too. Don't get me wrong. If someone told me about that with my dog, even though I don't have any children, you know, I got my dog and I've trained my dog from when we've had her, and everything that she knows, I always take responsibility. Or me and my girlfriend, you know, we always will take responsibility because we are the parents. So anything happens with the dog, she's barking stupid, she bites someone, that's on us. So going to with your children, you know, if they're listening to just crazy shit. You know, I used to listen to a lot of crazy shit. I mean, just rap, I guess. You know, I'd say, because rap is pretty okay. I mean, it's pretty, it can be pretty bad. Depends on who the fuck you listen to. It can be pretty fucking bad. You can listen to Wayne Melly, fuck. Probably want to shoot someone in their lung and shit. I don't know. But you get my point. So, yeah, like me just wanting to... Me really just wanting to be able to explain this is really important to myself. Really important, I think, for you as well. Because if you know someone like that, like, fuck, I've been... I say all this because I've been there with Juice WRLD, like, fuck. Like, a lot of his lyrics really got to me. A lot of his depressing lyrics. Like, some related to me. That's why I've also... I love his music. But some, it rhymes so good, so I love to say it. Or it comes out so perfectly with the next word. You know, when, like, I don't know, drug, plug, you know, shit like that. Like, let's hit up the plug, go do some drugs, shit like that. Like, that's what I mean. You know, those lyrics, I'd rap that, but, like, really, like, you know, am I really doing a lot of stuff that he's doing? No, but I'll be rapping it, and sometimes I can feel it, too. Like, or even with heartbroken, being heartbroken. I've never really been in a situation too serious and heartbroken, like, in a relationship. To where I've been heartbroken. Sorry, I keep stuttering because I'm driving, focusing on so many different things. So it's hard to talk, focus on a story, and, you know, just drive, I guess. But anyways, yeah, so me just trying to... What was I? I'm sorry, I kind of lost my point of view. Growing, you know, rapper. Okay, so, yeah, me listening to all Juice WRLD, heartbreaking. Like, I haven't really been heartbroken, but I can really put myself in that feel. I can really get depressed if I start rapping and give that same emotion that Juice WRLD does when he's in a song. And you know what I mean? So, like these things really mess with your brain. And do it consistent enough? Fuck. You get addicted to those. You get addicted to that music. You get addicted to the sad songs, to the heartbreaks, to the love, and shit, eventually the drugs, too. And it's real. Don't think I'm lying, because I'm not. This is real life, guys. This is real. Where people fucking die. People overdose. That's why I bring this out. I don't bring it out to make you not listen to rap. I fucking love rap. Rap is the best, and that shit always, you know... I love rap. I do. So... Sorry, I had to switch lanes. The right lane was ending. but I love rap, so it's my favorite, and I love bumping to it, you know, getting in your feels, getting those jams going, whoever you like to listen to. But too much of it can be a very dangerous game. It's not bullshit. It's for real. Like, this shit's dangerous. It's super dangerous. All right, so I am going to end the podcast here. It looks like I have arrived. I am going to end up ending the podcast right here. I do want to thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. And I want you to stay safe during this pandemic. I want to make sure you're doing okay. I want to make sure that, you know, your whole mental state is okay. You're not really caring for anyone else. You're not really caring for anyone saying some dumb stuff. So, yeah, I do want to let you go here. Thank you so much. Until next time. Alright, good phone to clients that are at the job. What am I going